It's time to go over here to Bruce, who's calling us from Squim.
Hi. I had a quick question before I got into the reason that I called. I think you'd mentioned that oral DHEA in men turns into estrone.
You heard it right, sir.
Okay. Do you know whether sublingual DHEA does the same thing, or does
it
work
does.
The way that DHEA no. cream works?
No, it does not work the same way, because inevitably some of it gets swallowed. So part of it's going to be turned into estrone. If you swallow it, all of it will be turned into estrone. But either way, us guys don't want extra estrone. So
right.
the creams are really best, the rub-ins. And if you follow that, remember that product out there that has aloe and DMSO, and it's in all the health food stores, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow anything you rub on your skin with the aloe and DMSO, it just really facilitates its entry into the body.
Okay. All right. I had called about children, around the age of 8, 10, 12 years of age, ways that they can avoid colds and the flu. He has a really good diet. And then once they get it, ways of kind of combating. You've said before that in adults, they can take things like 10 to 15 drops of Bernard's solution. I think it's every 3 to 4 hours in order to sort of ward off problems. But does something similar work in children? Also, like vitamin A, 50,000 international units a day in adults, Are there adjustments that need to be made for children?
Sure, downward adjustments according to the weight of the child. Now, just for example, though, sir, just to tell you about some pretty obvious safety features,
mm-hmm.
there was research done over in Finland where for the first, and this was done on several thousand children, for the first year of life, mothers were recommended to give their newborn infants, and I said that slowly and emphatically on purpose, they were recommended to give them 2,000 units of vitamin D a day. 2,000 units. Now, the average mainstream physician will turn a backflip when he hears 2,000 units in newborns, but a mental backflip anyway. But none of those kids were hurt. Zero. And not only were none of them hurt, sir, but this was over 10,000 kids in this study. The ones whose mommies actually complied and gave them the stuff, they followed them up for 31 years, and they had 80% less type 1 diabetes. That's where your islet cells go bad. They had 80% less than the kids born to the mommies who didn't comply with the vitamin D. Wow! Okay, now what that says is if you can give a newborn 2,000 units, you can easily give an 8-year-old 2,000 units. Without any hazard, sir. And that's a vitamin D. And the vitamin A, we want to scale that down from the recommended adult dose, which for prevention is 50,000 units. Not for an 8-year-old. We want to bring it down to about 15,000 units at most of vitamin A until that kid gets bigger.
Okay. And once symptoms begin to show of colds or the flu, would Bernard's solution be indicated?
As a second choice, sir, because one can sometimes overdo Bernard's solution. The first choice is just jumping upward on the A and D like we do with adults. Now, just here's some parameters to adjust according to the size of the child. For adults taking, in our climate, 5,000 to 6,000 units of vitamin D a day, and, of course, checking your blood test to make sure it's not going too high, but it hardly ever is. Plus, 50,000 units of vitamin A a day is perfectly safe. I work with a lot of people who do those two things, and they get many, many, many less colds and flus than they did in past years. So you just take those kind of numbers, go back to the newborn infants 2000 from Finland with the vitamin D, and then you bring your vitamin A on down to that daily dose I mentioned, if it's an 8-year-old, and keep that up for prevention. Oh, now that's prevention side. Now let's try oh, a cold or flu is starting to come on anyway, despite that, which it will do occasionally. Now, at that point, you hop upward to that study came out in the New York Academy of, I'm sorry, the New York Medical Journal in 1944, in which they had the adults take, oh my goodness, 150,000, I meant, units of vitamin A a day for 3 days only. Got to underline 3 days only, and then you got to stop for a few days. And they took one-tenth of that, which is 15,000 units of vitamin D, and they did that for 3 days, and 81% of them reported that their cold or flu was gone by the end of the second day. So now you scale that down to the child, and how much did that child weigh compared to an adult? How much were they taking? Let's say they were taking 15,000 of A and the 2,000 of D, like the newborn infants in Finland. They were doing that every day, and they still got a cold or a flu. Well, you can actually safely, for 3 days only, take that up to 50,000 of vitamin A. Not 150,000, but 50,000. And as the doctors pointed out in the New York State Medical Journal, one-tenth of that amount of vitamin D. So one would temporarily go to 5,000 on the vitamin D. But again, 3 days only, 3 days only.
Okay, and then stop for a week or?
Yeah, a week would be a good time, yes, because the body stores the stuff and then you go back to regular. Now, let's say that doesn't work and you need to bring in the Lugols. Not the Lugols, because you're kind of trying to kill germs, and SSKI, potassium iodide, otherwise known as Bernard's solution, is better at killing germs than Lugols is. Lugols is a mixture of iodine and iodide, and iodide is what is the germ killer. Well, there with the adults again. For women, usually around 12 drops a day. For men, 15. And yes, spreading it out over a day, like you take your 12, divide it in 4 or something like that, is a very good idea. Well, okay, you want to scale that down like you did the other scaling down. Again, I'm guessing at the weight of an 8-year-old, but instead of 12 drops, I'd probably be going with 6 to 8 drops, something like that.
Okay, 6 to 8, okay.
And check
right.
with your doctor who's skilled in natural medicine just to make sure there's no reason you shouldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much. Really, really appreciate all your advice.
Well, thank you for listening, sir, and helping the both of us get the word out.
Okay. Thanks.